This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, and Dr. Al Keek, it's A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Kendall, K-I-N-D-E-L. Date of birth is April 9th of 1941. Dear doctors, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Kendall with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and history of primary hyperparathyroidism. His last visit was July 19th of 2021. Since that time, he was diagnosed with strep throat this month. He was started on amoxicillin, but the next day he started feeling very poorly, started becoming confused, and was unable to urinate. So he went to the emergency department in Elma and was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. And he did receive an injection of Rocephin and a short course of Bactrim for the UTI to add on to the amoxicillin he was currently taking. He states he's feeling much better. That was on January 11th, and he's feeling much, much better a week later. He has finished the amoxicillin and the oral antibiotic also. He's urinating well. There's no confusion, no fever, no chills, no cloudiness or blood visualized in his urine. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have some dyspnea on exertion that is unchanged, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. No dizziness, no mental status changes. That has improved with the clearing of the infection. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's on a low dose of Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Also Flomax, aspirin, melatonin at bedtime. Metoprolol, 25 milligram extended release once daily. Crestor, Cialis, Centrum, silver vitamins, vitamin D3, and Remeron, 30 milligram daily. A physical exam. The only vital sign the patient could get today for us was his weight. It was 200 pounds. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 11th of 2022. His creatinine was 2.0, which is stable and in the range he usually is. His estimated GFR is 32. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.0. Albumin 3.9. Albumin 3.9. Hemoglobin was 13.4. His white count was 12.6, and that was when he went to the ER for the urinary tract infection. Platelets were normal. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, even with the recent urinary tract infection, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and coronary artery disease, primary hyperparathyroidism with normal calcium levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He did receive his third COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccination also, so he's fully vaccinated, even with the booster. He will follow a low-salt diet, and he'll avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. He'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.